President.
How you getting along?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. I hope all's going well.
It is. We're been out in open air a little bit today and just got back in a few minutes ago and breathing better and feeling better than normal.
Oh, I'm delighted with that. I hope that things eased up and gave you a chance to work some rest in between the visits you've had.
Well, I had a group here from on Armed Services, Senator Russell, a bunch of them, and they're going to be getting out of here tomorrow, and then I'll have a chance to maybe be free over Thanksgiving. I wonder if you had I was just talking to Bill Martin of Federal Reserve, and we've got a problem with the British doing what they've done, and we've had to raise our rate from 3.5 to 4, and something we got to watch very carefully, and we're extremely concerned about the auto situation and the steel situation. And I am going to talk to Reuther, and I think we've got autos pretty well out of the woods. Steel's going to be a much more serious matter on account of this union fight, and on account of the union's expectancy of trying to get as good a bargain as Reuther did and more, and the possibility of bringing on a crisis in steel and price increase and so forth.
Yes.
I seem that we talked about that, as I recall, briefly when we were together down here.
We discussed it, and you gave me the assignment of talking to Arthur about it.
Yeah.
I did that the day after I returned.
Yeah.
Had a very good full visit with it. He understood it, and I suggested that he would want with great care to begin to explore the possibility of avoiding a bad fight within the union over the election of the new man. He understood the situation, said he thought it would take him a few days to get into it and get the feel of it, after which he would get in touch with us, he put it. I suppose that meant either if you were available or were not, why he'd get in touch with me. Now, I have yet to hear from him, but I'll check with him first thing in the morning and see what progress he has made.
Tell him because of the British raising their rate from 5 to 7, we had to go ours 3.5 to 4. If we didn't, all of a lot of funds would flow out of this country to that 7% rate. And we have had to do that, and we're very anxious that we have ample credit available, and we're going to try to make more credit available under the 4 than we had under the 3.5, although it, the short term will cost a little more. We hope it doesn't affect long term. We hope the banks don't go to it. But there's some of them already making noises that they may, and they normally do, and they've been wanting this extra increase a good deal anyway. And the one thing it could really, residential construction's already pretty soft, and we've got some other problems that resulted from the auto strikes. So we've got to watch steel awfully careful because it's so basic.
Yes.
Aluminum prices are going up. They've raised theirs. Now if we get a good raise in steel, we're going to have some troubles on our hands.
Now there's a good deal of talk among the steel people about some carefully selected, modest increases in the price of some articles like rods and cold rolled sheet. I've just heard that talk go on, and I think that attention's got to be given to that. Of course, Arthur's not the one to get into that. He can certainly work on the union side, but attention's got to be given to the possibility that some of the steel companies may be preparing for some price rises.
Yes, and I think that we got to do everything we can to talk them out of it, if we can talk them out of it.
Yes.
And I'll ask McNamara and Wirtz and a little group of council economic advisors that have been working on worked on auto prices to keep them from raising theirs to talk about it, and I'll ask McNamara to get any ideas from you he may have.
That'd be very good, because it's come to me and it's worried me, because the mistake they made before in the Kennedy administration was to announce that they were going to raise steel $6 a ton across the board. And of course, that That gave President Kennedy an opportunity to say, well, that's an unconscionable type of raid. What is much more difficult to handle are some small, selected price increases of just certain products. It's in there that I'd like to talk to Bob and warn him that there's a good deal going in this regard.
All right. Will you do that, and I'll talk to him tomorrow and tell him to get in touch with you.
All right. That's very good. And I'll also call Arthur first thing in the morning and see if I haven't got some report from him.
Fine. I'll see you right after Thanksgiving, I hope.
All right, sir.
I miss you, and I'll be with you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.